B-Pod Studios.
Kamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Annika, you and Devin have been together for what sounds like forever. What has all of a sudden changed that has you thinking he's cheating?
At the end of the day, we've been off and on for the last 7 years. You know, I've caught him cheating a few times, and he told me he wouldn't do it ever again, you know. And we go through this. We'll break up, we'll get back together, that sort of thing, right? So the last time, he goes, I promise I'll never do it again. So I'm like, all right, I believe you, whatever. I take him lunch to work. He works at a car dealership. So when I get there, all these guys are kind of like looking at me, his friends at work, you know, the other salesmen. They're looking at me. They're pointing. They're laughing, like kind of acting like high school boys. And I'm like, what's going on with them? Like, he comes over to the car. He comes to get his food. And we're talking or whatever. We're sitting inside. And all of a sudden, it was kind of weird. It was like this chick just kind of like walks past and she's like staring inside my car. So I'm like, who is that? What's up with that? Like, who is she? And he goes, oh yeah, you know, she's just a customer, whatever. And she's waiting on a test drive. But the girl is like glaring at me and she just kind of like rolled her eyes and like left. And I'm going, I don't believe you. Why would she like be glaring at me?
So you got a weird vibe from her.
Yeah, I think he might be, like, you know.
Messing around with that girl you're thinking, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Annika,
yeah,
you said she left. Did she, like, get in her car and drive off the lot, or did she just, like, go and like away from your car?
No, she, like, sped off the lot.
Oh, so clearly she wasn't waiting for a test drive.
Yeah, you know, like, I don't know what to do. He told me he would never cheat again. So I don't know.
The whole thing's weird.
Yeah, I got bad news for you, Annika. Like, I don't have a great feeling about this.
Yeah. All right, if you're sure you want to do this, Roy, dial him up and we'll make the call.
I do. I need to know.
Okay. All right, I'm dialing him up. Here we go.
Hello?
Devin, my name is Danielle. I'm calling from Flowers for You. And the reason for my call today is to offer you a dozen of beautiful free red roses. We are a brand new romantic gift company in the area, and we're trying to get our name out there. So we're cold calling a couple people just to see if they would like these roses in exchange, just to tell their friends about us.
All right. Okay, that's what I'm interested in. How'd you get my number?
Like I said, we're just cold calling people, phone numbers that we found in the phone book.
Okay. Yeah, that works for me.
Okay. All right. Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send a dozen beautiful red roses to?
Actually, I do, but I was wondering if I could switch it up on you guys. I'm currently trying to balance something out, so if it's possible, I know it sounds kind of funny. Could I send like 6 roses to one person and 6 roses to another person, maybe?
Sure. I think I can work that out.
All right. Okay.
Are you romantic with both of these people?
Yeah, I have been. Yeah.
Okay. So let me just get the name of the first person you'd like to send these to.
All right. So the first person, her name is Annika.
Okay.
And
what would you like to put on Annika's card?
Just say, hey, baby, I'm sorry things haven't been working out, but, you know, I want us to be that, you know, that couple that I know we could be.
Okay. That's very sweet. And who is the second person that you'd like to send the second 6 roses to?
And that would be Tracy. And you could just put, just want you to know I'm thinking about you, but maybe we should take a step back for a little bit.
I knew you were a liar.
Wait. What's going on?
Devin,
yeah,
that's like, your girlfriend, Annika. You're on the Mani, Roy, and the Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses. It's
liar.
Wait. No. You got it all mixed up.
No,
you have
it all mixed up.
You know, Annika heard everything.
Stop cheating.
Annika heard the note that you sent to her and the other woman.
You were off to a good start.
Oh.
Yeah, you're a piece of crap, Devin. I'm done with you. Like, I don't really ever want to see you again. Like, you can go to hell.
No, no, let me explain. Let me explain. You got it all wrong. It's all backwards. It's not how it sounds.
What is there to explain? Okay, first of all, you're a cheater. Let's start there. You're a liar, definitely. It's like the two just kind of go together in your life.
I mean, you told Lorraine that you're kind of romantic with two people.
Yes, I did, but it's not how it sounds, you know. One is a customer, and I'm trying to get a good deal, and I'm just, you know,
whatever.
Okay.
In sales, you have to work a person.
Yeah, I'm car shopping, too. I didn't have anybody send me romantic roses, though, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I feel like you're working me, if anything.
And Lorraine, didn't he say, Annika, like, hey, girl, you're my only one or something,
yeah.
And then went right to the other note and was like, hey, hold back. We got to figure things out. Oh, my God, Devin.
I'm so done, you guys. I
hope so, Annika. I hope you're really done with him this time because you deserve better than that. Not somebody who cheats on you over and over and over again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Come on, Annika. I'm down on my knees. I'm begging. I'm pleading.
Stay on your knees because I'm over you. I'm never coming back to you. I never want to see you again.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Powered by Plato's Closet. Email us mornings@kiss951.com.